Hello, this is Marianne, and for the next hour I will be reading from the December issue of the Jewish Journal on the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. Page 1, Heroes Inaugural Librarian Conference celebrates kindness. It was a day filled with joy, learning, and deep gratitude as more than 50 school librarians from 20 Western New York school districts gathered on Monday, October the 27th, 2025, at Erie One BOCES in West Seneca for the Holocaust Education Research Organization's inaugural Librarian Conference, a celebration of connection, courage, and the power of stories to shape hearts and minds. The event was a culmination of months of planning by Lauren Bulmerg, Heroes director, and Wendy Weisbrot, Heroes manager, and a longtime Williamsville educator. Opening the conference, Weisbrot reminded participants of their vital role. You are the guardians of our stories, and the stories you choose to share can change lives. The most moving moment of the day came with a visit from Marty Lewin, a 100-year-old Holocaust survivor whose late wife, Beth Lewin, was rescued through the Kinder Transport and later became a beloved local librarian. Generously sponsored by the Lewin family in Beth's memory, the conference honored their legacy and underscored the enduring power of books to teach compassion, courage, and the sanctity of human life. At the heart of the day was Hero's groundbreaking Kindness Suitcase initiative. Co-created by Blomberg and Weisbrot following New York's mandate for Holocaust education in grades K-12, the program fills a crucial gap for younger learners. Rather than focusing on the atrocities of the Holocaust, the Kindness Suitcase introduces age-appropriate lessons drawn from its moral legacy, teaching empathy, acceptance, and moral courage through literature and reflection. As of this publication, 76 Kindness Suitcases have been gifted by the Buffalo Jewish Federation to schools throughout Western New York. For K-5 students, Holocaust education means exploring universal values, kindness, empathy, and the courage to stand up for others, explained Weisbrot. The suitcase includes thoughtfully selected books and activities that invite children to see the world through another's eyes. Featured titles include Stars of the Night, Nikki and Vera, and Megan Hoyt's Bartali's Bicycle, the inspiring true story of Italian cyclist Gino Bartali, who used his fame and his bicycle to save over 800 Jews during World War II. Buffalo Jewish Federation CEO Miriam Abramovich praised Hero's vision. Through the Kindness Suitcase, Hero has built a bridge between Holocaust education and social-emotional learning, helping children not just to know history, but to live its lessons. Author Megan Hoyt, who was the keynote speaker at the conference, shared insights into her works, Bartali's Bicycle and the Greatest Song of All, highlighting how stories of courage and compassion can inspire young readers. The conference also spotlighted the remarkable educators bringing the Kindness Suitcase to life. Liz Romanek of North Tonawanda met with Hero during spring break to brainstorm new book selections for her district. Stephanie Devaney of Williamsville pioneered classroom projects using the suitcase to help fourth readers practice empathy. In Clarence, Superintendent Dr. Matt Fromm became the first district leader to integrate the program into school libraries at Ledgeview and Clarence Center Elementary. As the day drew to a close, one truth resonated: in an age of division and distraction, the quiet act of reading together and the courage to teach kindness remains among the most powerful ways to build a more compassionate world. Page 3. The story of Hanukkah endures. More than 2,000 years ago, the Jewish people faced the oppression of the Syrian Greek Empire. The temple in Jerusalem had been desecrated, its sacred oil defiled, and Jewish practice forbidden. In defiance of despair, a small band of fighters, the Maccabees, rose up not out of power, but out of faith. When victory came, they entered the ruined temple to rededicate it, finding only a single cruse of pure oil, enough for one day. Yet, as we know, the oil burned for 8. Though Hanukkah is not among Judaism's major holidays, its story endures in our hearts. Found in the books of the Maccabees outside the Hebrew Bible, it has nonetheless become one of the most beloved observances in Jewish life. Especially in the diaspora, Hanukkah evokes memories and meaning much like Christmas does for our neighbors, filling homes with warmth, song, and shared tradition. Our senses come alive, the scent of latkes and sufganiyot frying in oil, the taste of sweet chocolate gelt, the sound of music that tells the story anew each year. And then there is the familiar humming of Maot Tzur, reminding us of that steadfast flame, the light that should have gone out but did not. Its melody binds generations, echoing in homes and windows, bringing unity and warmth to the long winter night. Hanukkah reminds us that holiness is not found only in miracles that defy nature, but in the decision to light the first candle at all, to bring warmth and faith into a world that often feels cold and uncertain. The Maccabees' courage was not only in battle, but in their willingness to hope. Here in Buffalo, our community carries that same spirit. Every candle we light in our homes, every public Hanukkah menorah that glows throughout our region, every voice raised in song is a testament to resilience, to a people who continue to find light, create light, and be light. This Hanukkah, as we face challenges and divisions in our world, may we look to the flames of the Hanukkah menorah to remind us of the spark that exists in every human being, a light that unites us all. Page 4. Not all superheroes wear capes. The Centro Culturale Italiano di Buffalo and the Holocaust Education Resource Organization joined forces to host and present a meaningful and inspirational program for children featuring author Megan Hoyt, who shared her award-winning book, Bartali's Bicycle. The story celebrated Italian cycling champion Gino Bartali and his courageous efforts to save Jewish lives during the Holocaust, providing a powerful entry point for young readers to explore the themes of bravery, kindness, and moral courage. There is an advertisement on page 4. A PJ Paul's Shabbat, Friday, December 19th, from 5:30 to 6:30 at Temple Beth Sion. For more information or to register, please visit buffalojewishfederation.org/link-gatherings. Page 5. Jewish Museum of Buffalo goes global with Bloomberg app. The Jewish Museum of Buffalo, Kofeld Judaic Collection, co-located within Temple Beth Sion at 805 Delaware Avenue, is opening its doors and its stories locally and globally with the launch of its new digital guide on the Bloomberg Connects app. The free Bloomberg Connects app transforms the museum experience both on site and from anywhere in the world. Visitors can now access expertly curated audio commentary, behind-the-scenes videos, and detailed information about the museum exhibits directly on their smartphones. This accessibility initiative, supported by Bloomberg Philanthropies, ensures that stories of Jewish growth, resilience, and purpose are heard globally. This significant technological step elevates the museum onto an international platform, making it only the second institution in Buffalo, after the AKG Art Museum, to join this prestigious global network. Visitors can access the guide by downloading the free app or visiting its dedicated site guides.bloomberg.connects.org/en-us/guide/Kofeld Judaic Museum. Page 6 has an advertisement, Candles and Cones, a Frozen Festival of Light, Sunday, December the 14th, from 4 to 6 p.m., events by Sto Lat, 4475 Transit Road. This event is for families with children 12 and under, and you can RSVP bit.ly/candlesandcones. Page 7 has two advertisements, Hanukkah Dinner and Celebration. Join NextGen for a vibrant, heartwarming celebration on the first night of Hanukkah, Sunday, December the 14th, from 7 to 10 p.m., Southern Junction. Second announcement, Midlife Hanukkah Bash, Thursday, December the 11th, from 7 to 9 p.m., RSVP buffalojewishfederation.org/link-gatherings. Page 9, Shaping Futures campaign takes off at the JCC. For 80 years, the Jewish Community Center has been a cornerstone of connection, learning, and belonging, a place where children grow, families gather, and community flourishes. From early childhood education and fitness to Jewish cultural programming and summer camp, the JCC continues to touch lives every day in meaningful ways. Now, through the Shaping Futures campaign, the JCC is taking an exciting step forward to ensure that it remains strong and vibrant for years to come. This comprehensive effort to raise $7 million is designed to strengthen the facilities, expand access to programs, and sustain the heart of the JCC now and for the future. To learn more about the Shaping Futures campaign or to make a gift, visit jccbuffalo.org/shaping-futures. Page 10, Finding Her Jewish Voice at Hillel of Buffalo. When University at Buffalo student Eddie Greifels arrived on campus, she was searching for something more than just classes and community service opportunities. She was searching for belonging. "I came to college in search of a Jewish community of my own," Eddie said. "I was excited by the possibility of Hillel, a place where I could not only connect with other Jewish students, but also find a path for personal growth." At Hillel of Buffalo, Eddie found exactly that, surrounded by more Jewish peers than she had ever experienced before. She began spending her Fridays at Shabbat dinners, joining learning fellowships, and engaging in deep conversations about faith, identity, and purpose. A self-described lifelong learner, Eddie dove head first into the Jewish Learning Fellowship during her first semester. I was able to learn applicable Jewish ideas and how to truly make my Jewish experience my own, she shared. Hillel gave me the resources and community to explore my faith in a way I never had before. That exploration led to a life-changing moment this past summer. At 20 years old, Edie became a bat mitzvah. It was a moment of profound personal choice and celebration, she reflected. It was made possible by the growth I have experienced since coming to Hillel. Now Edie is paying it forward. She hopes to help other students who may feel hesitant about stepping into a Jewish space. There's no such thing as not Jewish enough. Everyone belongs at Hillel, she said. Being part of this community has made me more confident in who I am, and I want others to feel that same connection to their Jewish identity. All it takes is one community, one spark to change someone's life, Edie said. Hillel of Buffalo was that community and spark for me. Page 11, Students Making an Impact. The Buffalo Jewish Federation student-to-student program has had an impactful fall across local K-12 schools. Teen presenters have already reached 530 middle and high school students, with both new and veteran participants sharing their lived experiences as Jewish teens. At St. Joseph Collegiate Institute, students delivered a compelling presentation and then fielded questions for 30 minutes, offering thoughtful answers and personal stories to an engaged audience. One teacher reflected, "It was such a great presentation, and I am thankful that my students were able to hear from students their own age." Another added, "This presentation was excellent. The student presenters were well prepared, articulated, and engaging for our students." Student-to-student teens also participated in an Upstanders Day at Nichols School, where high schoolers offered practical guidance to middle school students on being upstanders in their schools and communities. Interested students or educators can contact Rachel Bierman at rachel@buffalojewishfederation.org. You are listening to a reading of articles and features from the Jewish Journal on the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. Page 12, A Night of Celebration, Community and Connection. On Wednesday, October the 22nd, the Foundation for Jewish Philanthropies hosted its 2025 signature event and awards ceremony at Temple Beth Sion, an evening that brought together donors, friends, and community leaders to honor generosity, leadership, and impact. Page 15, Ben Stiller donates Parents Archive to National Comedy Center. Comedy has always been part of Ben Stiller's DNA, and now his parents' remarkable legacy will live on for generations to come. The actor, filmmaker, and comedian has donated the career archive of his parents, Jerry Stiller and Anne Meara, to the National Comedy Center in Jamestown, New York, the nation's official museum dedicated to preserving the art of comedy. For more information, visit comedycenter.org. Page 16, announcements by Temple Beth Tzedek. December the 6th at 10:30 a.m., there will be a junior congregation for children in grades 1 to 5. December 13th, 11 a.m., Tot Shabbat, designed for children ages 0 to 5. On December 14th at 10:30 a.m., there will be a Hanukkah program. On December 20th, 6:30 p.m., Havdalah wine tasting. On December 3 and 10th, from 1 to 4 p.m., Winning Wednesdays by Women's Network. And December 2025, experience the beauty of global Jewry. Page 17. Shavuot Niagara Falls celebrates with scenic sukkah amid the roar of one of the world's famous waterfalls. Shavuot of Niagara Falls, USA turned Niagara Falls State Park into a hub of Jewish joy this past Sukkot. Under the direction of Rabbi Yehuda and Yehudit Lorber, a large sukkah was built right in the heart of the park in close collaboration with the state park. The sukkah provided a welcoming space for hundreds of locals and tourists who flocked to the area over the holiday. From construction of the sukkah until its dismantling, every moment was meaningful, helping an older Australian Jew put on tefillin as he watched the sukkah being built and shaking the lulav with a young Israeli couple just before sunset on the last day were among the most memorable moments. Large, colorful posters educating the public about Sukkot and directing them to the sukkah location were placed across the park's 400 acres. Everyone had the opportunity to shake the lulav with a gigantic Calabria etrog. For most, it was shaking for the first time and making a she'e'she'yanu. The Arba Minimum, four species, signify the unity of all different types of Jews, and indeed, this idea out inside the sukkah, as many Jews from different backgrounds sat together, eating, sharing stories, davening, and even dancing spontaneously. The sukkah stood tall against the backdrop of the thundering falls, but inside was the sight to behold. Second article, Spirit and Song, the Heart of Kehilat Or Tzion. At Kehilat Or Tzion community, life thrives on volunteer spirit, from putting up and decorating the sukkah to taking it down again. Everything is done with heart and teamwork. Members also sponsored joyous kiddush luncheons throughout the holidays, each one a way to celebrate friends, milestones, and shared blessings. This year's Sukkot was especially memorable. Members gathered in the Dolgopolsky Sukkah for a warm Havdalah celebration, complete with dinner, dessert, spirited singing, learning, and the welcoming of Ushpitzin honored guests. With perfect weather and great company, it was a truly beautiful evening. Shimshat Torah brought even more joy, especially in a year marked by the hopeful return of hostages. Members sang and danced with renewed spirit as honors were given to Mitch Steinhorn, David Plum, and Linda Steinhorn. The festivities continued with KOT's beloved Shimshat Torah luncheon. At the end of October, a special Shabbat luncheon honored Officer Brian Kern of the Amherst Police, who provides security and warmth to the congregation each week. Sponsored by the Shaskes and Steinhorn families, the event featured plenty of his favorite egg salad and heartfelt gratitude shared with his family in attendance. In November, KOT welcomed Hillel students for Kabbalat Shabbat and a community dinner, another chance to build connection and share the joy of Shabbat together. Third article, Torah and Celebration at Young Israel. At Young Israel of Greater Buffalo, the rhythm of Jewish life pulses through the sound of Torah, learning, and joyous community gatherings. Beyond its half-century-long role as a center of worship, YIGB is a place where Torah study, warmth, and friendship thrive throughout the year. Every event, be it our daily minyanim classes or social gatherings, features words of Torah. Now, in its fourth year, YIGB's Thursday evening, Mishmar program brings men and boys at all levels of learning together for Torah study, food, and fellowship. The night begins with supper and continues with Shavrusa learning. Study partners poring over texts, discussing ideas, and encouraging each other's growth. Alternatively, participants can choose to join Rabbi Okin's Gemara discussions. A related project and an ongoing series of panels talks brings rabbis from different congregations together to share their ideas about various topics current to that time of year. Recently, one of our members reached a remarkable milestone. Rabbi Shmuel Shanovitz completed learning the entire Shas, all 2,700 pages of the Talmud, an effort that took more than 3 decades. His Siyum HaShas, a ceremony marking the accomplishment, was shared by the entire congregation. Yom Israel will hold its annual Hanukkah dinner on December the 14th, the evening with special programs for both adults and children, promises to be festive and meaningful, feature a full dinner complete with latkes and all the traditional favorites. All are warmly invited to attend. There is no charge for the event. Page 18, Building Jewish Connection at TBZ Through Learning and Leadership. Temple Beth Sion's religious school began the year with great energy and enthusiasm. Dedicated teachers have been sharing their passion for Judaism, filling classrooms with creativity and joy, so much that students hardly realize how much they are learning. The school proudly welcomed several new families whose presence enriches the growing TBC community. This year, the curriculum expands to include Aleph Champ, a self-paced motivational Hebrew program offered in person on Sundays, modeled after the colored belt system of martial arts. Aleph Champ makes Hebrew learning engaging, fun, and goal-oriented. TBC also continues to offer Thursday Hebrew sessions from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. at the Aaron and Bertha Broden Center, 700 Sweet Home Road. These classes are open to the public and guests are invited to attend one session before enrolling. Another highlight of the fall was TBC's first congressional retreat at Pioneer on the Lake, featuring programs for both adults and children. The retreat included engaging sessions led by members of the congregation, including one by a student, and special guest Rick Resch, whose dynamic leadership workshops inspired participants of all ages. For more information, visit tbz.org. Next article, JFS strengthens Buffalo's bonds of care. As the year draws to a close, Jewish Family Services is reflecting on what it truly means to be a good neighbor in today's world. JFS recognizes that being a good neighbor means offering support to all who call Western New York home. Just as one might offer a neighbor in need a warm meal, helpful advice, or a coat on a cold day, JFS strives to do the same through every program it provides across the community. From housing, navigation, and career services to mental health care and more, JFS programs build bridges among individuals and organizations, strengthening the fabric of Western New York. For more information, please visit jfswny.org. Page 19, the JTC hosts Torah and Tea in the Sukkah. This Sukkot, a large group of Buffalo Jewish women enjoyed an inspiring morning of Torah and Tea in the Sukkah, hosted and led by Rick V. Greenberg. Participants reflected on the etrog representing the Jewish heart and its message of kindness, and the lulav, the Jewish spine, symbolizing Jewish pride and the courage to stand tall even in the face of hatred. Moving Holocaust stories and heartfelt songs such as New Day Will Rise brought emotion and unity to the gathering, held just as news broke of hostages being released. Next article, Or Temimim alumni gather for Glow in the Dark event. The Or Temimim Girls Division alumni gathered for an evening of joy, connection, and inspiration at this year's Glow in the Dark event held during Sukkot. The school was transformed into a radiant space filled with laughter and light as former students reunited to relive cherished memories and create new ones. Dressed in glowing accessories and surrounded by bright neon decor, the atmosphere beautifully reflected the joy and inner light that each alumna carries within her. You are listening to a reading of articles and features from the Jewish Journal on the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. Page 20, exciting Hanukkah programs for all ages at the CJL. The Center for Jewish Life invites the community to a vibrant celebration of Hanukkah. On December 14th, from 5:30 to 7:30, Hanukkah in Candyland. On December the 4th, from 7:30 to 9 p.m., Jewish Women's Circle. Menorah lightnings. The celebration continues with public menorah lightnings across the region. Each event will include a beautiful giant menorah, lively Hanukkah music, and hot soup, latkes, and dofnuts, spreading light and joy throughout Western New York. Children and teen programs. Children can enjoy the Kosher Mini Chefs program on December the 7th from 2:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. On December 14th, from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., there will be a Sea Kids Miracle Makers live press, where children will make hands-on fun and learning activities. CJL will also hold senior programs. For complete schedule of Hanukkah programs, please visit jewishbuffalo.com. Page 25. Buffalo Hadassah jewelry sales spark joy and generosity. While many people think of spring cleaning as a once-a-year ritual, Buffalo Hadassah members have found a way to make it meaningful year-round by donating gently used jewelry and Judaica to support Hadassah's ongoing work. The tradition began years ago when longtime member Mickey Savitz saw an opportunity to give new life to treasured pieces as members moved or downsized. What started as a small exchange has blossomed into Buffalo Hadassah's jewelry and Judaica sales, now held multiple times each year, often before Hanukkah and Mother's Day, under the thoughtful leadership of Frima Ackerhalt and Sue Bergman. Before each sale, volunteers gathered at the Benderson JCC to sort, clean, and display hundreds of donated items. Gold and silver pieces beyond repair are responsibly sold to jewelers, while the rest are beautifully arranged for shoppers visiting the gym, cafe, and early childhood center. Proceeds benefit both the JCC and Hadassah initiatives, including a regional contribution this year to Israel's Gandel Rehabilitation Center for specialized mobility equipment. For more information about Hanukkah and other Hadassah programs, email mkatzel@me.com. Next article, See Teen Buffalo Connection, Purpose, and Jewish Pride. See Teen Buffalo is all about connection, purpose, and making a difference together. See Teen inspires Jewish teens to celebrate who they are, connect with one another, and impact the world, all while having a great time. For more information, contact the Center for Jewish Life. Next article has activities that you can do with children. December, Hanukkah, and Happy New Year, the PJ Library Way. Number one, oil exploration. On Hanukkah, we celebrate the miracle of how just a small amount of oil kept the temple's menorah alight for 8 whole days. Hanukkah can be a great time to explore the properties of oil. Set up this simple science activity by filling clear plastic containers halfway with water and then let children pour vegetable oil on top and observe how the two liquids interact. Number two, menorah exploration. Let's count the Hanukkah way. Place the menorah where children can reach it, then have them count out the appropriate number of candles for whichever night you're focusing on. Guide them to place candles in the menorah from right to left, counting each one as they go. For additional practice, have children remove all candles and then place different quantities to represent different nights of the holiday. Children can count by touching each candle, learn about the shamash as the helper candle, and understand the importance of the number 8 during this holiday. Number 3, sufganiyot sandwiches. One of our favorite Hanukkah treats are sufganiyot or jelly donuts. Provide children with sandwich bread and help them use circle cookie cutters to punch out rounds from each slice. Place the bread circles on paper plates and let children spread a small amount of their favorite jelly or jam on one circle, then top with another to create a sandwich. For an authentic touch, offer powdered sugar in shakers for children to lightly dust their sufganiyot. While making these treats, explain how real sufganiyot are eaten during Hanukkah to commemorate the miracle of the oil. Number 4. Dreidel dance. Spin a large dreidel or draw one on poster board with the 4 Hebrew letters. When the dreidel is spun or a letter is selected, children perform a corresponding movement. For noon, they nod their heads and freeze like statues. For Gimel, they gallop around the room. For Hai, they hop on one foot 5 times. And for Shin, they shake their whole bodies. You can adapt the movements for different ages, like navigating an obstacle course for noon or taking giant steps for Gimel. Playing festive Hanukkah music makes this activity even more joyful. Number 5, Happy New Year. Create a year in review time capsule with your children to make the new year. Provide decorative boxes or containers for each child to personalize with markers and craft supplies. Have them fill their time capsules with meaningful items from the past year, such as a drawing of a favorite memory, a recent photo, and maybe even a simple note to their future self. Include practical keepsakes like their height measurement, a tracing of their hand, and a sheet where they complete sentences about their current favorites and future aspirations. Let each child add one goal or wish for the coming year. Store the time capsules away until next year, New Year's Eve, when children can open them and observe how they have changed and grown. Page 26 has an announcement. Standing Up Against Hate Informational Forum, open to all of Jewish Buffalo. The Jewish community deserves to feel safe, seen, and supported. Buffalo Jewish Federation, in collaboration with the Erie County District Attorney Michael Keene, presents an important training on how to recognize, report, and respond to hate crimes. This will be held on December the 10th from 6:30 p.m. until 8 p.m. Location will be shared prior to the event. To RSVP, please go to bit.ly/communitydatraining. Page 28 has several event announcements. Shabbat of Buffalo invites you to the Grand Menorah Lightning on December the 14th at 5 p.m. at Tops International, 3980 Maple Road. Young Israel of Greater Buffalo has a Hanukkah dinner on December the 14th at 6:15 p.m. Address 105 Maple Road. Shabbat Niagara Falls, USA invites you and your family to a Hanukkah celebration at Niagara Falls State Park, Goat Island Terrapin Point, on Monday, December the 15th at 5 p.m. Free admission. The congregation Shir Shalom will have different activities for children on December the 19th at 6 p.m. complimentary pizza dinner, at 7 p.m. Hanukkah service, at 8 p.m. Oneg Shabbat. Page 30, Remembering Pauline Jacobson Rogers. For as long as her son Ken can remember, a small blue tzedakah box sat on the counter in his mother's home. It was always there, he said. Even when she passed away at home in August, that tzedakah box was still out. For Pauline Jacobson Rogers, giving was as natural as breathing. In her early years in an Orthodox home on Buffalo's East Side, and her teenage years at a conservative shul in the North Park neighborhood, she learned that tzedakah was not only about money, it was about kindness, community, and responsibility. She was a Depression-era woman, Ken recalled. She saw poverty all around her. That shaped her deeply. She understood what it meant to have little, and she never forgot those who had less. That awareness led her to study sociology and social work, setting the tone for a lifetime devoted to helping others. Her love for the Jewish community was woven into everything she did. Pauline poured her heart into Hadassah, the Sisterhood of Temple Beth Sion, and the Buffalo Jewish Federation. Those were her touchstones, said Ken. Supporting them wasn't just something she did, it was who she was. Pauline's connection to Israel was also profound. She was 22 when the Jewish state came into being, a moment that filled her with pride and purpose. She lived through that incredible time, said Ken, and it strengthened her bond to Israel forever. Her stepmother, Tilly, a passionate Zionist who sold Israel bonds and once met Eleanor Roosevelt at the White House, only deepened that connection. My mother admired Tilly so much, Ken said. That's where she learned that giving could reach far beyond your own home, that it could help strengthen an entire people. When Ken introduced his mother to the idea of creating a legacy gift, she immediately understood. It just made sense to her, he said. She wanted to be sure that the causes she loved would continue to thrive long after she was gone, that her giving would go on. Pauline often spoke of wanting to be remembered, not for material things, but for her values, her family, and faith. Even her gravestone bears her full family name, Pauline Jacobson Rogers, a reflection of her pride in her roots and her desire to connect generations, past, present, and future. Through her legacy, that circle of giving remains unbroken. The tzedakah box that once stood on her counter has found new life in the enduring gifts she left behind, a quiet, lasting reminder that generosity and love can outlive us all. In remembrance, the following individuals in our community have passed away recently: Toby Ticktin Bach, Maynard Dubow, Carl Jonathan Eggers, Stuart Lipkind, Eva Posner, Jack Yellen. Page 32, Not the Last Word, From Buffalo to Birthright, Finding Belonging and Strength, by Cindy Wasserman. I grew up in Buffalo in a place where being Jewish wasn't the norm. Most of my classmates celebrated Christmas, and during the high holidays, I was often the only one missing school. My parents enrolled me in Hebrew school to instill those Jewish values I was missing, and I spent summers at a Jewish camp where, for 2 months, I felt surrounded by people who understood me. I celebrated my bat mitzvah, learned the prayers, and our family always made a point to observe the holidays. Those rituals anchored me, but outside of those spaces, I often felt like I had 1 foot in and 1 foot out of Jewish life. Judaism was something I was proud of, but not something I carried with me every day. Israel, for me, felt even farther away. I knew about it through Sunday school lessons and holiday sermons, but it wasn't personal. I thought of it almost like a relative you have heard stories about but never met. That's why Birthright drew me in. I didn't just want to see the sights. I wanted to know what it would feel like to step into the place I had only imagined and finally meet that relative face to face. When I arrived in Israel in May 2025, the first thing I noticed was the sound. The airport was buzzing with Hebrew, words I had struggled to pronounce in Hebrew school, were suddenly alive all around me. On the bus ride into Tel Aviv, I looked out the window and saw mezuzot on nearly every doorway, kosher signs on restaurants, and kids walking home from school with kippot on their heads. For the first time in my life, I wasn't a minority. One of the most meaningful experiences for me was volunteering on a kibbutz that had been a victim of October the 7th. I remember waking up early, the sun just starting to rise over the fields, and feeling the quiet hum of community life beginning around me. I was assigned to help in the fields, pulling weeds and planting vegetables alongside Israelis who had grown up there. The work was physical, but there was something deeply spiritual about it too. At lunch, I sat with a woman who had lived on the kibbutz her whole life, and she told me, "Here, everyone depends on each other. It's not about what you own, it's about what you share." That conversation stuck with me, and I realized that the values of community and resilience I had always associated with Judaism weren't abstract. They were being alive. They were being lived out in front of me. The most emotional moment of the trip, though, was visiting the Nova Music Festival site. I had seen news coverage of October the 7th, but nothing could have prepared me for standing there in person. The air was heavy with silence, broken only by the wind moving through the memorial displays. Families had left photos, flowers, and handwritten notes, reading those words in the very place where joy had turned to horror, I felt my chest tighten in a way I cannot describe. We gathered as a group, and our guide asked us to stand quietly for a few moments. I closed my eyes and tried to imagine the music, laughter, feeling of freedom people must have had that night before everything changed. When I opened them again, I realized I wasn't just crying for the lives lost, I was crying for the fragility of joy, for the resilience it takes to keep living, and for the strength of a people who refuse to be broken. That sight didn't just change the way I saw Israel, it changed the way I saw myself. I left with a new responsibility to remember, to share, and to carry forward the stories of those who no longer could. Being in Israel after October the 7th was difficult. There was a visible grief that touched everyone we met before, carried it in their eyes, in the way they spoke, in the way they hugged one another just as a little longer. But alongside that grief, there was strength. Families still gathered for Shabbat dinner. Markets still bustled with life. Kids still played soccer in the street. It was a lesson I will never forget. When I came back home, I realized just how much birthright had transformed me. I no longer felt like Judaism was something I dipped in and out of depending on the season or holiday. It became something I carry proudly every day. That summer, I spoke on a panel in Buffalo about my trip, sharing what it meant to stand at the Nova site and to see Israel with my own eyes. The response reminded me that my story mattered, that by sharing I could help others feel connected too. On campus, I have become more involved with Jewish organizations, not just attending events, but stepping into leadership roles. I want to create the same welcoming spaces for others that I once longed for myself. Every time someone I have spoken with comes back from their trip and tells me, "That changed me," I feel like I am part of something bigger. Birthright gave me more than memories. It gave me a sense of belonging I had always been searching for. It reminded me that being Jewish is not just about history or tradition, but about community, resilience, and hope. That's the gift I carry forward, and it's the gift I want to share with others for the rest of my life. You have been listening to a reading of articles and features from the December 2025 issue of the Jewish Journal. Your reader has been Marianne. Thank you for listening.